Bank of Korea sets September for live CBDC tests. With 9 banks, the Bank of Korea is preparing to run live central bank digital currency transactions with 9 commercial banks in September, according to a July 20, 2026 report from CoinDesk. The step moves the country's digital yuan work out of closed simulations and into real settlement between participating banks. Live transactions are a different order of test from what most CBDC programs have run so far. Instead of modeling flows in a sandbox, the 9 banks would move actual value across the central bank's ledger, exposing the system to the operational reality of clearing, error handling, and reconciliation at production scale. From simulation to settlement, South Korea's CBDC effort has moved in stages, with earlier phases focused on technical feasibility and controlled pilots rather than open circulation. Scheduling live transactions with a defined set of 9 banks narrows the exercise to a specific, measurable milestone. Does the plumbing hold when regulated institutions send and receive on it? The choice to route the pilot through commercial banks rather than directly to the public matters. It keeps the digital yuan inside the existing 2-tier system, where the central bank issues and banks distribute, rather than replacing that structure. Consumers would still interact with their bank, not with the Bank of Korea directly. That design also limits the blast radius. A 9-bank cohort is large enough to surface interoperability problems between different institution systems, but small enough to pause or roll back if something breaks. Central banks running this kind of test tend to treat September dates as go-live windows for the infrastructure, not for mass consumer rollout. The regulatory read, the timing sits inside a broader stretch of monetary infrastructure activity across Asia. South Korea has been advancing crypto rules and market oversight measures in parallel with its CBDC track, and a live digital yuan test adds a state-run settlement layer to that mix. A CBDC and the private stablecoin market are often framed as rivals. And, in South Korea's case, the distinction is sharpening. Yuan-denominated stablecoins have been part of the domestic policy debate, and a working central bank digital currency gives regulators a public sector option to point to when weighing how much room to give private issuers. The two can coexist, but a live CBDC changes the negotiating position. For the wider region, a functioning digital yuan would be a concrete data point rather than a white paper. Central banks tend to watch each other's live deployments closely, since the hard problems, such as offline payments, privacy design, and bank integration, only show up once real money is moving. No change for everyday crypto spending. A wholesale or bank-routed CBDC pilot is not a retail crypto product, and it does not touch how people spend digital assets day to day. The 9-bank test is about interbank settlement infrastructure, not a consumer wallet you load and swipe. Anyone spending crypto in Korea today still does so through the private rails, whether that means an exchange account, a stablecoin balance, or a crypto card that converts a wallet balance to fiat at the point of sale. Those stablecoin spending options run on commercial networks and settle in the private banking system, entirely separate from any central bank digital currency. The longer-term question is whether a live digital yuan eventually becomes a settlement layer that private payment products can plug into. That is plausible but unproven, and nothing in the September pilot commits to it. For now, the digital yuan is a state instrument being tested between regulated banks, while the consumer crypto experience in South Korea continues to run on private infrastructure. The detail that carries the most weight is the shift from simulation to live value. Many CBDC programs have published pilot results that never moved a real unit of currency. Scheduling 9 banks to transact for real in September is a commitment to test the system where it actually breaks.